Tiger Tornado is the latest and craziest ball game from GM Toys. Focus, aim, and squirt the next player when you hit the right score. Easier said than squirted. Play all your friends and get ahead and win. Only from GM Games. In today's Daily Telegraph, we investigate Britain's top 100 rich list. There's the latest Cricket World Cup hopes and two classic Monty Python DVDs. Also, Vicky Woods on a reluctant stranger in a foreign land. All in today's Daily Telegraph newspaper. Not a snooze paper. The end of a scourge. Guinea worm's scheduled disappearance. There's no vaccine. There's no cure. You can't develop immunity to the disease caused by this 3-foot-long parasite, the width of angel hair pasta. For millennium, as long as people have waded into lakes and ponds to draw water, guinea worms have afflicted humans. Today, the demise of the worm and the crippling disease it causes may be in sight. But as health workers confront the world's last cases, their jobs are becoming even harder. To eliminate the final holdouts of the disease, health workers must change the behavior of people in some of the poorest, most neglected places on Earth. Welcome to SatNav from TomTom. At the next junction, follow the road right, then left. Turn right into the next lane and keep left. Puppy's Field Day by Gerald Durrell. The big basket of food and drinks were put carefully in the boot, and we all climbed into the car. It was a beautiful sunny day, and everyone was so happy that they started to sing. I joined in. I'm going to the wood, where there are lots and lots of trees. I'm a hippie, happy puppy in the woodland. I was just going to start in the second verse when Mom said, "Puppy, do stop barking." So I stopped. Nobody seems to like my songs. This month, I'm on a tight budget, and I've stopped spending so much on makeup. So I decided to try Rimmel Lasting Finish Lipstick. It works all day, and now I get just what I needed, a no-fuss, totally effective lipstick. Rimmel Lasting Finish Lipstick. I love it! Europe Today. This week, Geneva. Welcome to the smallest of the big capitals. Ideally located in the heart of Europe's most attractive lake and mountain region, Geneva, acclaimed as the cleanest city in the world, has retained the charm of a small town surrounded by a beautiful and mixed countryside. A lively old town with Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However, having little known the feelings or views of such a man maybe on his first entering a neighborhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered as the rightful property of some one or other of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennet," said the lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. "But it is," she returned, "for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it." Mr. Bennet made no answer. "Do you not want to know who has taken it?" cried his wife impatiently. "You want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it." This was invitation enough. "Why, my dear, you must know Mrs. Long says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England, that he came down on Monday in a chaise and..."